Well, Ben, how are things going on in Silver City?
Oh, never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. Let's talk about something we haven't talked in quite some time, and that's the issue of mining.
That's right. Freeport MacMoRan, who runs the active copper mines here in Grant County, are making big moves right now, and they had an open house recently to share those with the public. The first big moves they're planning are to begin work on a 4.9-mile haul road. It'll begin at the off of Highway 152 out here and continue on up to Hanover Mountain, which is about 7,500-foot mountain out here and kind of an iconic part of the mining district landscape.
Now, Ben, we're talking about leveling the actual mountain.
Yes, leveling the full Hanover Mountain. It's about 7,500 feet tall and kind of an iconic part of the mining district landscape out here. So people are watching that closely, but Freeport says there are just a tremendous amount of reserves of ore inside the mountain that they need to kind of subsidize the operations they already have going.
What was discussed in the meeting that they had? What was the feedback from people?
Well, not many people that I heard were mentioning the mountain itself because before that they get there, they have this 4.9-mile road to build, and that's going to involve some really interesting mechanics. First, it includes an overpass over Highway 152 that is really going to be really a sight to see. It's supposed to be 120 feet wide and sturdy enough for two of just enormous stories tall machinery to pass by each other. So that's the first big step, and then the 4.9 miles up to Hanover Mountain is going to require a lot of blasting and a lot of filling in of some of the dips to make that road level enough to use. And there are about 10 residences and structures nearby who are, working closely with Freeport to make sure their property is safe.
What does this do about jobs? Is there going to be any job creation as a result?
Likely with the actual work at Hanover Mountain, actual construction of the road, that's done with some contractors that they usually work with, that the mine usually has on call. But once they get to Hanover Mountain, we're looking at likely job growth, yes.
Okay, Ben, let's talk to Christine, who has some news on volunteer efforts to clean up a local lake.
Hi, Edmundo.
Yes, Christine.
Yes, Bill Evans Lake in the Mimbres region. A bunch of volunteers who spend, well, a bunch of community residents who spend most weekends out there got tired of how filthy it had gotten, and they organized a volunteer cleanup. Well, we did some investigative reporting and requested some public records and discovered that the state has been paying a contractor, a company called NovaClean out of Albuquerque, to clean seven wildlife management areas around the state to the tune of $75,000.
So there is a contract out to clean this lake, and it has not been cleaned?
That's correct. Well, we're not saying it hasn't been cleaned, but the community members who went out there pulled 25 bags of trash on Saturday in just a couple of hours. And apparently the contractors also showed up and cleaned the bathrooms and left.
Interesting, interesting. Let's follow up on a story on an impound arson fire from a couple of weeks back.
Yes, the Silver City Police Department made five arrests, or four of the five people charged in this arson have been arrested. Apparently, an individual got pulled over and his vehicle was impounded. They suspected drugs were in the vehicle, I believe. The vehicle, while it was in the impound yard, had been parked there. Police had executed a search warrant on it. They found an ounce of heroin, a pound of marijuana, some meth, packaging materials, and a gun. and the evidence was taken in, but the defendants didn't know that the search warrant had been executed, so they felt like apparently if they just burned it down, then there would be no evidence.
So now there's additional charges.
Now they're facing additional charges, arson and conspiracy to commit burglary, tampering with evidence, in addition to the driver of the vehicle who is wanted. He has not been located. He's going to be facing federal drug trafficking charges.
Okay, Christine, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, Edmund. Bye-bye.